OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, March 22nd. I'm Jackson Cantrell, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $80 billion. That's the annual sales GM believes it can generate by 2030 from software and self-driving applications. On Tuesday, the ride-hailing company Cruise applied to test its self-driving vehicles across California. On Tuesday, GM's autonomous and ride-hailing component Cruise applied to test its self-driving vehicles across California. Cruise has had a license to operate without drivers in San Francisco since 2020. Three autonomous driving companies have permits to deploy vehicles in California. Those are GM's Cruise, Alphabet's Waymo, and Nuro. If you include test vehicles, self-driving cars logged more than 5.7 million miles from December 2021 through November of 2022. That's according to the California Department of Motor Vehicles. There are still growing pains for self-driving technology, though. In December, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened an investigation into Cruise. They were looking into three reports of vehicles braking hard unexpectedly and, quote, multiple reports of vehicles becoming immobilized. As for the $80 billion in potential annual revenue, GM thinks some of the new money will be generated by operating a ride-hailing network, and some will be generated by applying Cruise technologies to GM's passenger vehicles. GM stock was up 4.4% on Tuesday, Ford Motor rose 4.8%, Tesla was up 7.8%, and the S&P 500 rose 1.3%. The next number up is 45 cents. That's how much extra Angelique Blanchette was charged for diapers at Dollar General. The diapers were marked at $10.50, but she was charged $10.95. Now that's a small mistake, but Blanchette wasn't the only one noticing fuzzy math. A recent investigation from Barron's reporter Catherine Dunn found patterns of overcharging across multiple stores. On November 1st, Ohio's Attorney General Dave Yost sued Dollar General in Butler County. According to court filings, more than 100 people shared complaints about pricing errors at Dollar General with the AG. In addition to the court records in Ohio, Barron's analyzed data from four other states that issued multiple penalties to the company in the past 2 years. In North Carolina and Louisiana, Dollar General accumulated the largest fine total for pricing violations of any retailer in both 2021 and 2022. Dollar General declined to make a representative available for an interview. In a statement, the company said, quote, Dollar General is committed to providing customers with accurate prices on items purchased in our stores, and we are disappointed anytime we fail to deliver on this commitment. So far, the company's pricing issues don't seem to be deterring Wall Street. The stock is up 125% over the last 5 years, versus 47% for Dollar Tree, 60% for Walmart, and 44% for the S&P 500. Our last number is $5.4 trillion. That's the value of assets held in money market funds. Those are mutual funds that are required to invest in high-quality, low-volatility debt like short-term U.S. Treasuries or overnight deposits at the Federal Reserve. Following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, transfers to money funds reached the fastest pace since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. During the week that ended on Friday, investors dumped $129.3 billion into money market funds. That's on top of the more than $460 billion that has flowed into the funds since last March as the Fed hiked interest rates. And it's no wonder. Money market funds are now, on average, offering annualized returns north of 4%. Meanwhile, data from Bankrate.com showed the average interest rate on bank savings accounts is a comparatively paltry 0.2%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, March 22nd. I'm Jackson Cantrell. and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.